This is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. The following is my interview with Nautica Thorne. We did this interview on the set of a Robbie D movie, Caucasian 2. As you will soon hear, Nautica is a lot of fun to interview. We've interviewed in the past, and we have a pretty good history together, so I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. Welcome your feedback. Roger, RogReviews.com. Thank you. We're on the set of Robbie D's Caucasian 2 with some girl from the movie. I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Some bitch named Nautica Thorne.
You're Nautica Thorne?
Yeah, that's me.
I heard you were dead.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people think. I'm not dead.
So she's not dead. Just horribly, horribly old now.
Yeah, I'm so old. I'm 22.
You've been in the business, what, 3 years now? You're done, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Time for a comeback?
Yeah, I gotta do anal.
Well, I think that's a good idea. Let's go practice.
Yeah, let's practice, because the last one was horrible.
You should have called me. You know, it would have been much better.
Yeah.
Okay, but seriously, what are you doing these days?
I am working on my production company, which is Nautica Thorne Productions, and I'm really concentrating on my new website, enternautica.com. And I'm
working. Great name for a website.
Thank you.
Just sort of cut through the whole, you know, BS, right?
Everybody
exactly. wants to enter Nautica, so now they can.
Exactly.
Not in the way they were thinking, but close enough. So, enternautica.com is your new website.
Yes.
Now, you were under contract for a while.
I was.
And not anymore?
No, I got out of that contract maybe in March of last year.
So, what you been doing lately?
It was funny because the day I got out of my contract, I got a booking literally like 10 minutes later for Reign of Terror 2. And I've been working closely with Tara Patrick a lot. She became my really good friend. And just working on a bunch of different sets that I haven't really worked with in a long time. So it was nice to see a bunch of people that I knew.
Well, now today you're working for Robbie D.
Yes.
He's shot you before.
He has. He's great.
We were just looking at the back of a box for Caucasian 1, for those people who haven't seen that. You're on the box and in the movie, but no sex.
No, I don't understand that. Robbie does weird stuff. But the tees and the solo things are hot. So maybe that's why. And I had 3 balls in my head, so.
He likes to put you in movies with tees.
Yeah, because I tease.
Yes, a little bit. So today, though, you're actually going to be having sex. Do you know who you're having sex with?
Some guy I didn't have sex with before.
Well, so you're going to have sex with a new guy in just a few minutes.
Yes, I'm going to have new dick. I love new dick.
Are you
dick.
Excited? Really?
I love new dick.
You haven't had sex with me. That would make me new dick.
Yeah, but you're not talent.
I see.
You don't have a test, so I can't consider you new dick.
Let's see.
You're not tested,
so. I don't test because I don't have sex. So you like new dick. So we don't know. Yeah. Don't you know the guy's name yet?
I don't remember.
That's cool. He's not here yet.
It's a long, cool name.
Oh, is he? He's here. Okay. Well, I was hoping he wasn't here, and then I would go get a test down the street really quick. Come back. Are you looking forward to the scene? Do we know what you're going to do yet?
I am going to be looking through, I'm a babysitter, and be looking through a porn and saying that I could be a porn star, and then I get casted in Robbie's movie.
Have you ever been a babysitter?
No, I have actually. I babysitted my cousin for a year, and then he came out really fucked up. So that kind of ended my babysitting streak.
Okay. So, for those of you out there with children, don't hire Nautica to babysit
exactly,
for you.
Exactly, because I'll corrupt your
kids. If you were babysitting, would you go looking for the secret porn stash that everybody has in their house?
I really would. That's the whole reason why people shouldn't hire me, too, is because I'll go through everything. Everything. And then if I see something that your wife probably doesn't know about, I'll leave it out so she can see it.
Oh, see? So playing a bitch in a few minutes isn't going to be too hard for you, right?
No.
Now, we saw you recently on TV. You were a TV star.
Oh, yes.
In My Bare Lady.
Yes.
How was that?
It was really fun. There's a lot of really cute guys in London. I just have to put that out there. And I was there for 3 weeks. We had a great place. I had some awesome roommates at times. And, it was a really good experience.
There was some drama, but not between you. You were kind of...
I was the referee. And it was kind of fun because then I can see everybody else squabble and then I can laugh to myself.
How do you think you did?
I did pretty good. I mean, come on, who do you know that can swear in Shakespeare and get away with it?
I think that may be a first.
Yeah. So I was pretty proud of myself.
Do you think you should have won?
No, because I didn't want to, and it was when I was watching the show, it really came across, they were editing it where I wanted to win, and I was kind of disappointed. I really wasn't. The first week I was there, I told him I didn't want it, and, so yeah, it was really weird how they cut that.
Okay. Well, they want to make it seem like, you know,
yeah,
everybody's trying, and now, do you think Sasha should have won? She thought she should have won.
Sasha thought she should have won. To be honest, I mean, both girls really did their homework on the part. And Kirsten, you know, did come back to L.A. to shoot for Playboy. And but she was still working on it. She was the trooper. So, I mean, either girl, I think, would have been, you know, good. I didn't really have my favorites.
Okay. All right, so back here. Yeah, see, I'm running out of things to say. Because you look cold.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
It's
I'm
a nice
smoking.
You are smoking.
I'm smoking, so when I'm smoking, I'm fine.
So we don't know who we're working with. Does that excite you a little bit?
It does. It does, because I usually get the same guys, and the same guys are cool, but then sometimes you just want new dicks. So you get a different energy.
Are you going to just destroy this guy?
I'm going to see what he's all about, and then if I have to go ahead and take over the scene and be dominant, I will.
Well, you're supposed to be a new porn girl, so you're going to have to impress the director. So
yeah, so I have to be
like...
You
might have to just...
All up in his shit.
So, you know, I hear that Robbie has sex with all the girls on set. So have you already had sex with Robbie?
I didn't have sex with... I had sex with Robbie's head.
With Robbie's head.
I love Robbie's head. I love petting it.
How about Robbie's wife?
I love Robbie's wife. Oh, my God. She's gorgeous. The first time I met her, I was just like, oh, those eyes and those lips. And she had a nice rack.
She does.
Yeah, I know. I love her to death.
She's awesome. But she can turn on the bitchy, too, when she wants to.
I've never seen her bitchy. I could see it, but I've never seen it.
I interviewed her 3 or 4 years ago, and boy, she had a good time turning the bitchy on.
Really?
If you could be half as bitchy as she was that day, you'll be good in this movie today.
I wonder why she was bitchy.
You know, she was doing it on purpose. She was kind of being funny because she kept laughing through the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
But she was very convincing. She
nice.
She had me very scared. She's scary.
She's
like she could
that
hurt you.
Scary.
Okay, what else should we talk about? What do people see on internautica.com other than just lots and lots of photos of you?
You can see lots of photos of me. I'm more active with this website. I'm doing the webcam thing. I'm doing the live chats. I update my news almost daily. I talk about, you know, what happened on set. I have random pictures of me, like, at home. Definitely video things that you don't see me doing. Like, I'm going to start doing a lot of swallowing and a lot of, I have a DP with toys on my website, which is definitely something you can't see anywhere. And so just a lot of stuff that you can't see.
Cool. Now, I heard you say earlier you may be doing anal. You may try the anal thing again.
I'm going to try the anal thing again, but I'm going to do it right because I wasn't really practicing because at the time I didn't really have anybody to practice with. So I'm definitely practicing at home and I just have to pick the right guy. Chris Cannon was a great guy to work with. I think it was just me not practicing is what really went wrong in that one.
So practice makes perfect when it comes to anal sex.
Practice makes perfect, especially if you're scared. I'm scared of cops going into my tiny Asian ass.
Well, could you say that again for me?
I'm scared of big cocks going into my tiny Asian ass.
Okay, we have to give everybody listening a few moments now to calm down. Because they all just had...
They nutted.
They nutted in their pants. So did I, actually. So I just need a moment.
Nice.
Okay, I need a cigarette. I don't even smoke.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why do guys' balls move?
When?
Like, I see them move, like, after they come. Is it because they're reproducing cum again? Or, like, why does it move? It's cool to watch. Because it looks like a slug. You know, like how slugs move?
They retract, right, when they're all done?
Well, it moves. It slowly moves. You ever notice that? Did you ever look at your balls after coming?
No, it's kind of a bad angle for me.
Oh, you should. It's really cool.
Okay.
Just a question I throw out there.
We'll find there's probably going to be a doctor that's going to write in and say it's because of...
Yeah.
Because they move with the temperature.
Oh, really?
Huh. When it's colder, they pull back in.
No, but I mean, like, it just moves around. Like, the balls move around. Not like... I know what you're talking about. Like, it retracts and gets tighter and stuff. No, like, this one stays level and it just moves. Or maybe it's just the guy I was with at the time.
Maybe it was such a hard orgasm that the muscles were still spasming.
Maybe.
You just got a big nut out of it. We're looking at this new girl over here. She's kind of cute. I got to watch her scene, kind of.
Did you? I did it.
She has big titties.
She got big titties. She got a nice ass. She's bending over for us.
Yeah. Putting stuff away in her car. Unaware that we're perving on her.
We're so perving on her.
You more than me, though.
I
but
love
But she probably
girls.
Wouldn't mind if you did that. So you're doing a lot of work on your website, a lot of personal stuff. That's
yes.
obviously very good. Mm-hmm. You dance a lot, right?
Yes, I'm doing a lot of feature dancing this year. I just signed up with Lee Network, so he definitely has me working.
Okay. We should probably wrap up because you have to go in and have sex soon.
I've got sex.
Now, Reign of Terror just came out. That was a new movie you were in.
Yes.
You played a hooker.
yes.
Very out of character.
You
played an Asian hooker.
I played an Asian hooker. And then I think Reign of Terror 3, she's going to start going ahead and start booking that and working on that. So,
was it harder playing a hooker or playing an Asian?
I think playing an Asian.
That's hard, right?
It is, because I'm only half, so I have to, like,
and they have to make you up. And
yeah, I have to put, like, another half in there.
And you have to pretend to be smart, right?
Exactly. Fuck.
That's good acting right there.
It really is, because I was watching Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, and I'm, let me just tell you, I wasn't winning.
We should do Are You Smarter Than a Porn Girl.
We really should. That would be funny. So I have that coming out, Reign of Terror 2. I just shot the Da Vinci Load 2 for Hustler, and my movie, All Access, is coming out April 10th.
Okay, so we'll be looking for that, and then obviously Caucasian 2, whenever Robbie puts it out,
yep.
we'll have you in it.
Yep.
Actually having sex.
Yes.
He had you on a control box, and you are not actually having sex in the
But
movie.
Isn't it a cute box?
You know what, I have to say, I told Robbie this, if they ever make a poster of it, I want it in my office.
Me
because
too.
It is my favorite shot, one of my two favorite shots in porn ever. There's a shot of Tegan that's really good, too.
Uh-huh.
But that box cover is so sexy and so beautiful and shows your breasts, too. But even if the breasts were covered, it's still just an awesome shot. I think it's controlled, too.
Yeah, I get those a lot. I get a lot when I go on the road. Like, I get a bunch of copies of those, and everybody just loves it. They're like, we don't care if you're not having sex. We just want the box cover.
Well, and the tease in there is really good. You
yes.
are a good tease.
Thank you.
You've always been a good tease. Since the first time I met you and you made me feel your breasts.
Oh, yeah, I totally made you.
You did. You did. It's
yeah.
on tape.
Yeah.
Because I'm shy and don't like to do that.
Well, I got bigger ones.
Do you?
Well, I don't know. They
wait,
grew.
Here. We'll take pictures just to, so we
I
can
don't
compare.
Know if they grew a little. Here.
If I can turn the camera on.
Turn the camera on.
Dude, I'm just too busy staring.
Yeah, make the nibblies perfect.
Wow.
Okay, there.
I don't know if they're bigger, but they're still really nice.
Are they pretty?
Proof that it's actually not a Cthulhu. And not just, you know,
some random
some
booty.
Tranny in Hollywood. Yep, those are them. I remember them. Okay, so we've got those movies coming out. We can look for you on enternautica.com.
Yes.
And feature dancing, obviously we get the dates from your website.
Yes, on my calendar. I update my calendar a lot.
Okay. Anything that you want people to know that they don't already know?
I'd really like to know who the hell is faking MySpaces of me, because I think that's really gay.
What, for the record, what is the real one of you?
It is myspace.com/NauticaThorne XXX. There is even one that has four X's, so make sure you put three X's, because all those people are gay.
Why do you think they do that? Do you think they want all your fans to write in?
I think it's like a really, like, old, like, really fat guy, like, jerking off to all these guys. Like, he's gay. I seriously think he's gay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll look for you there at NauticaThorne XXX.
Yes, don't be gay.
Don't be. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yes, and I like puzzles.